A very important thing that we have found in all our years of silhouette shooting is actually aiming at what we call a spot on the target. So basically, when you have your scope up there and you're jiggling around trying to find and knock down that target, you basically need to go ahead and narrow your focus. So you need to go ahead and find an old splatter, a piece of grass, what else? You know, sometimes there's some dirt, or there's all sorts of things. Most of the time you can aim on that. To go ahead and get what we call the spot or the center ingrained in your head, what we did many years ago was got a turkey and then got a bright orange dot and put it right in the center, what you would call a center hold of that turkey. And then you would dry fire on it. And basically, you get that ingrained in your brain that that is the center. And so when my dad is spotting for me and he says center hold on like a perfectly clean target, I know exactly what he means. Or if the wind is blowing a certain way or mirage is blowing a certain way and he says left of center, I know that. Sometimes if the conditions get really squirrely and he can't actually look for a spot on the target for me, that's what he'll do. He'll say aim left of center or right of center, so I know exactly where that is. That being said, if it's not squirrely, what my spotter does is he'll actually pick out a spot for me. So he'll say right on that, the left edge of that old splatter. And then in my mind, when I'm actually coming down on the target, that's what I'm visualizing in my head. So that's a good mental aspect too. I'm not thinking of anything but that spot. I'm ingraining that spot that I'm going to be looking at. When I get to the target, I already know where I'm going to be. And as I said, that's a mental aspect. And then it keeps any other things from entering in your mind. So find a spot, look at the spot, squeeze on that spot, follow through on that spot. And that's really important. Remember, you're looking at the spot. You're not looking at your crosshairs. So you're going to let your mind take over. And when when you see that spot, eventually, as you get used to it, your subconscious will automatically take over and shoot the shot.